感谢主持恩典啊！虽然下雪的天气，我们还能够在会堂聚集来敬拜神。
Thanks to the grace of God, even though today is a snow day, but we can gather together in the chapel to worship God.
经过了一周的忙碌之后我们又要进入主应许的安息让我们可以来享受他的福气。
After a busy week at work, we all are able to enter into His Sabbath rest.
愿主耶稣的恩惠跟我们同在。
May the grace of God be with everyone.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名来谈，他为我们的罪被刺透了。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I share the topic. He was pierced for our iniquities.
我们现在读经读诗篇第二十二篇。
We are currently reading Psalm 22.
这是我们最近在读的诗篇卷万这是第一卷的从第一篇到第四十一篇。
We are currently reading the first scroll, the first book in the Psalms, so it's from chapter 1 to 41.
那从上个月底到一直到接下去的三月初，我们都在读诗篇。
Since the end of January until the end of March, we will be reading Psalms.
那我们现在一篇一篇读我就看到许多有关于耶稣基督的预言在诗篇里面呈现的。
As we go through the Psalms, we will see many prophecies regarding Jesus Christ.
那有关于主耶稣基督他为我们的罪受苦的预言最高潮就是在第二十二篇。
The climax of prophecies regarding Jesus' suffering is in chapter 22.
这一篇诗篇叫被称作十字架之诗。
This psalm has been called the Psalm of the Cross.
因为主耶稣基督在十字架的救恩预言的部分就在这一章。我们过去读马太福音看到耶稣被钉十字架情景了。
In the past, when we read Matthew, we saw the scene regarding crucifixion, and this psalm also describes the same.
所以这个就是大卫的诗篇特别被圣灵感动所记录下来的有关于耶稣基督钉十字架的预言了。
David was moved by the Holy Spirit to write down this prophecy about Jesus Christ.
在这篇诗篇里面，我们完全看不到有关于个人的罪孽。
In this psalm, we don't see personal iniquities.
那我们读这一篇的时候，会发现，好像主耶稣钉十字架情景，就活生生的在这一章呈现出来的。
When we read this psalm, we also see a description, a very vivid one, of how Jesus was crucified.
我们虽然在读以色列历史，特别是大卫的历史，知道大卫曾经受过许多的苦。但是这一篇所描述的完全是超越他实际上肉身所经历的苦难。
Although David himself had gone through several sufferings, but he never experienced suffering to this extent before.
那我们也知道大卫本身他是很有这个才华的，他从小就喜爱诗歌，那他也弹奏乐器，那他又非常有这个。观察力，所以我们看到他许多的诗篇都很美。
David was also very talented, so he wrote many psalms. He was an instrumentalist, and he was very observant, so many of his psalms were very descriptive.
那如果有我们现在说，如果有那个文学创作力的人基本上都是富有丰富想象力的人。
Usually, those who are gifted in literature have a lot of creativity.
就是说。他在创作的时候，他就有一个好像在脑筋里面有一个情景是一般人看不到的。
As they are making a masterpiece, they can see something in their brains that other people have not yet seen.
同样看一个景色，那个真的那个会作诗的人他就会把这些景象把它组成把它观察，然后透过文字把它表达出来。那如果用诗来。诗的形态来表达，那就更难了。
Some people who are poets are able to observe a scene and write it into words, so in a way that is very poetic.
那我们就说，这样人就是那个 肚腹中有墨水，就是说他知道怎么样去表达，然后去把一个情境把它描述到很深入，让人看得很感动。
There's a Chinese saying that this person has ink in their belly because they're able to use words to describe a scene in a way that is very moving and very deep.
哦，但是我们看诗篇二十二篇，大卫他写这一篇诗，其实他不是用他自己的想象力去写的。
However, when David was writing Psalm 22, he wasn't using his own imagination.
这个就好像圣灵在带领他，他已经看到一千年之后有一个受膏的君王所要为我们人类受的苦的情景了。
He was guided by the Holy Spirit to see how 1,000 years after him there would be an anointed king who would suffer.
那这一位这个君王又是他的后代。
This anointed would also be David's descendants.
好，那这个好像他有一个属灵眼睛看透到，这个灵界里面啊，神他即将所要成就的计划，救赎的计划一样。
It was as if he had been given spiritual eyesight to see the salvation plan of God.
那在诗篇二十二篇，他所描述的这个情景，就是有关于十字架所受到的这个酷刑，又是超越他当时代根本没有这样的刑罚在他的周围环境里的。
When he was writing down the description of this kind of punishment and suffering, such punishment did not exist in his present time.
所以我们就看到这个神的灵，他从旧约的时代就一直在预言耶稣他的救赎，特别是为了我们的罪所受到的那个苦楚 跟刑罚。
God had used these prophecies since the Old Testament to describe what kind of suffering he would go through for our iniquities.
那我们在之前读马太福音，我们已经读过主耶稣他传福音到最后他为我们钉十字架的这个整个过程了。
Previously, when we read Matthew, we saw the entire process of how Jesus came into flesh to preach the gospel and also to suffer for our sins.
那不知道弟兄姐妹还有没有记得，主耶稣在十字架上的时候曾经说过七句很重要的话。
I'm not sure if everyone remembers, but Jesus Christ had spoken 7 phrases on the cross.
在马太福音，我们读马太福音的时候，第27章哈。
In Matthew chapter 27,
马太福音描述主耶稣被钉十字架。
It describes how Jesus was crucified.
那在第46节。
In verse 46.
第27章的46节。
Matthew 27 verse 46.
来，请读这一节。
46, and about the 9th hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?
这句话是十字架七言里面的第四句话。
This is the 4th saying on the cross.
那前面三句话在哪里？
Where are the first 3?
前面三句话其实基本上都是跟人有关系的。
The first 3 all had to do with other people.
主耶稣在十字架上讲的第一句话，如果以路加福音来看的话，23章。
In Luke chapter 23, it records the first saying.
就是他求父来赦免定他十字架这些罪人他们的罪了。
Jesus was asking the Father to forgive the sins of those who crucified him.
路加23章的第34节。
Luke 23:34.
因为这些钉他十字架的这些人，他们不知道自己在做什么。
Because these people did not know what they were doing.
这就是看到主他的爱。
This shows God's love.
那看到我们人在罪里面是何等的愚昧，像瞎眼的一样。
And how foolish and blind we are when we're in sin.
主耶稣明明他是没有罪的，那个比拉多已经多次跟众人宣告说，我查不出他有什么罪来。这个人应该被释放的。
Jesus was obviously without sin, and Pilate had tried to convince the people multiple times that he was innocent.
但是最后，这些群众还是 呼喊要把他钉十字架，他们的声音得胜了。
However, the sound of the multitude prevailed.
好，那所以第一句话是有关于啊，为那些罪人祷告，求神赦，求天父赦免。
So the very first thing on the cross was a prayer of intercession for those who had crucified him.
23章的43节哈。
In Luke 23 verse 40.
路加福音23章的43节。
23:43。
第二句话，这是对这个在他旁边那个强盗说的。
The second thing on the cross was toward the robber.
那这个强盗，他最后一刻钟，他懂得悔改，他知道他自己是个罪人，应该死。
This robber understood that he needed to repent, even though it was the very last minute.
他就看着主耶稣，那你看他自己已经感觉到说，耶稣我是该死的，但是耶稣他没有罪，他这个人不应该被钉在这里啊。
He compared Jesus to himself, and he knew that he was doomed to die because he had transgression, but Jesus was innocent.
那个在十字架底下嘲笑耶稣的所有人讲的这些话，这两个强盗他们都听到了。
All of the words of mockery that people had spoken against Jesus Christ were heard loud and clear by the two robbers.
所以他说了一句很公义的话，就是说，这个人没有做过一件不好的事，他不应该被钉十字架的。
And therefore, he said something very just. He said, verse 41, and we indeed justly, for we received the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong.
所以他说耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，你求你纪念我。
And then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
这个强盗，你看，通常都被我们用拿来做一个特殊的例子，就是说，这个人在生命最后一口气的时候，他懂得认罪悔改，主耶稣亲口赦免他。
We often cite this instance saying that this man was able to repent and Jesus Christ said that he forgave him.
就是给他一个非常很重要的保证，就是说今天他说今日你要同我在乐园里了。
He gave him a guarantee that today you will be with me in paradise.
就是在最后生命最后 的那个那一剩下一口气而已，当有人愿意认罪悔改的时候，主耶稣他都愿意接纳。
Even though he had merely a breath left, but he was willing to receive Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ received him.
这是第二句话对那个强盗说的。
This is the second saying on the cross.
第三句话。
The third.
是约翰福音第十九章。
It's in John chapter 19.
第十九章在十字架底下有主的母亲跟他所爱的门徒。
Under the cross stood Jesus and Jesus's mother and his beloved disciple.
第二十六节，他对他的母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”
John 19:26 says, "Woman, behold your son."
然后二十七节跟这个他所爱的门徒说：“看你的母亲。”
And he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother."
这就是主他在十字架最后的那口气的时候，他还想到他做一个人子应该尽的那个应该有的责任跟义务。
Even though Jesus was at in his last hour, and yet he still remembered that as the Son of Man, he needed to fulfill his responsibility.
就让我们看到说，主耶稣他成为一个人哦，他真的做尽了人应该尽的本分。
As a human, Jesus had fulfilled his roles.
他并不是那种只顾完成他自己的工作，完全把他家庭撇弃在一边的人。
He was not someone who only focused on his work but neglected his family.
所以他这一句这个非常充满的孝顺跟那个爱心跟托付的话，对约翰来说是非常宝贵的。
His words that contained such filial piety and love and respect toward his mother was something that this disciple really cherished.
这个被托付的责任，这个门徒啊，你看主所爱的，他特别把他记下来了。
This disciple whom Jesus loved especially wrote these words down.
因为他就是在十字架底下看的整个耶稣被钉十字架过程那一位门徒做见证的。
He is the disciple who witnessed everything that happened under the cross.
好， 所以前面这三句话都是跟人有关系。
So the first three sayings all have to do with other human beings.
就好像十字架里面那个横的那一个木条一样。
It's just like the horizontal beam of a cross.
那要把那个这个钉他十字架这些罪人，你看跟他重钉十字架这个强盗，还有他没办法完成人子责任的这个母亲哦。责任把它托付，把它整个连在一起了。
He was able to connect those who had crucified him on the cross, the robber who was next to him, and also fulfill his responsibilities as a son.
这个都跟他作为一个人子有关系。
These all had to do with him being the son of man.
但是接下去讲的后面的四句话都跟神有关系的。
But the last four sayings on the cross all had to do with him being the Son of God.
就好像都是直接对神，要让我们人啊，借着他能够重新跟神建立关系的那个四句非常重要的话，关键的。
These are four critical words because they connect us as sinners to God in heaven.
所以第四句话就是马太福音二十七章这里所说的。
So the fourth saying is in Matthew 27.
都是我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我
？My God, my God, why have you forsaken me？
那这一句话同样的也在马可福音第十五章啊被记录下来。
This is also recorded in Mark 15.
那这句话在诗篇二十二篇啊就出现了。
This also appears in Psalm 22.
那当时候大卫他怎么会？会有这样的一个景象存在他的脑里面，然后他把它描述出来呢
？Why is it that David was able to see this in his mind and describe it？
我们如果看诗篇二十二篇
，Let's turn back to Psalm 22。
我的神，我的神，第一节，为什么离弃我？为什么远离不救我？不听我哀哼的言语
？Verse one, My God, My God, why have you forsaken me？Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning?
你看，这个我们看第二节说，我的神啊，我白日呼求你不应允，夜间呼求并不住声。
Verse two, Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear, and in the night season, and am not silent.
你看在这个地方哈，第一节哈，特别两次强调说，为什么我的神啊，你为什么离弃我？
He asks, why? Why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me?
你看大卫他做了好多祷告，我们之前读过他的诗篇，哇，他对神能够回应他的祈求，然后日夜看顾他的这样的一个信靠，非常肯定的。
We see many prayers of David throughout the Psalms, and he is very certain that the God that he worships is trustworthy.
但是他这里竟然说出了我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？为什么我的呼求你都好像弃之不顾一样
？However, here he says, "My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me?"
而且这个时候就好像他是很痛苦的时候，但神好像就掩面不看。
It's as if he is in great agony, but God does not look at him.
我们知道这个十字架的主哈，他讲了这句话之后，在约翰福音十九章。接下去又描述了另外两句嘛哈。
After he says and Jesus says this phrase, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" Then there are two more described in John 19.
约翰福音十九章特别描述主耶稣说我渴了。
In John 19, it tells us that Jesus thirsted.
这是第五句，就是在描述他那个肉体受苦的情景。
He said, "I thirst," and this describes the agony of his flesh.
那他这个肉体受苦，在约翰福音在诗篇二十二篇一样，他让我们看到他当时候整个情景。
This is also described in Psalm 22.
然后第六句话，约翰福音第十九章的第三十节。
In John 19, verse 30, also is the seventh saying.
主说成了，然后呢，他说就低下头。然后把灵魂交付神。
He said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
所以他是特地先说成了之后，先低头才死的。
He said, "It is finished," then he bowed his head and then he gave up his spirit.
所以主耶稣并不是说，哇，他反正就是死了之后，然后很自然的就低头嘛，因为已经，颈，他的脖子已经没有力撑着，所以就低头，不得不低头。
Jesus did not bow his head simply because he had no more strength after he died.
但是约翰福音特别强调说，他是先说成了以后，他低下头，所以这个动作是特别做出来的。之后他把灵魂交付这个神，之后他死了，断气。
But in John 19, it tells us very clearly that Jesus, he bowed his head on purpose before he gave up his last breath.
然后他这个把灵魂交付神这样一个动作，其实在路加福音第23章里面就把他最后一句话写得更清楚了。
In this giving up his spirit is described more clearly in Luke 23.
就是最后一句话，主耶稣所说的。
This is the last saying that Jesus said.
看路加福音23章。
Let's look at Luke 23.
第46节。
Luke 23 verse 46.
耶稣大声喊着说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。说了这话，气就断了。
And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last.
第四句话，他呼喊，大声喊的是说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
This crying out with a loud voice was, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
但是现在最后一句话，他是说，我的父。
But the last saying on the cross is, Father.
所以这个时候，这个他好像再一次的成为这个儿子，然后对这个慈爱的父说：“父啊，我把我的灵魂交在你的手里。”
At this time, it is as if he has regained the status of a son and is saying to his loving father that he gives his spirit to him.
所以最后，当主他断气的时候，他是把他的灵魂交付给这个天父的。
So when Jesus breathed his last, he gave his spirit to the Father.
所以呢，主应许那个强盗说，今天你就跟我在乐园里面，是真的。
Therefore, when Jesus said that to the robber, today you will be with me in paradise, it was true.
因为这个时候主他就把灵魂交给父，这个就回到父那边去了。
Because Jesus has committed his spirit into the Father's hands, therefore he has returned to the Father.
那个灵魂就再一次的回到天父真神那边了。
His spirit has returned to the heavenly Father.
然后他说了几句话，他说他气就断了，他就死了。
Having said this, he breathed his last.
好了，那死了之后，接下去其实我们就看到约翰福音就描述，这个兵丁后来要来取下身体的时候，就做了一个动作，拿那个枪从耶稣的肋旁扎了一下。
After Jesus died, then there was a soldier who decided to pierce Jesus' side with a spear.
那他这样一扎，在约翰福音第十九章。
In John chapter 19.
我们现在看约翰福音第十九章。
John 19.
当一扎之后，第34节。
Verse 34.
就有水跟血流出来，从他肋旁流出了。
Out of his side came blood and water.
好，那第三十五节，他说：“看见这事人就做见证，他的见证也是真的，并且他知道自己所说的是真的，叫你们也可以信。”
35. And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you may believe.
那这个主耶稣他被扎这样的一个已经断气了之后所受到的对待，在诗篇二十二篇里面再一次的呈现出来。
The treatment that Jesus had to suffer after he had passed away of being pierced with a spear in his side was also described in Psalm 22.
所以我们在看诗篇二十二篇的时候，你会发现说，许多的情景似乎是这个大卫被圣灵感动里面预先看到之后，他所留下的记录。
The things that are described in Psalm 22 seem to be the things that God had revealed to David, and David wrote them down.
好，那主耶稣基督他在传福音的时候，他特别说，当他被举起来以后，会有许多人被吸引来跟从他。
When Jesus was preaching the gospel, he also said that when he is raised up, he will draw all peoples to himself. He had told his disciples many times that he would be crucified.
好，但是在约翰福音第十二章，他特别说。
In John chapter 12, he says.
第三十二节。
John 12:32.
我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。
And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself.
他被举起来的时候，其实就好像他自己说，在约翰福音十二章所说的，他就是那一粒麦子落在地里死。
And when he is lifted up, this is, as he described, that grain of wheat that has died.
那这个时候，啊，按照主他所说的，是人子得荣耀的时候。
And this is the time when the Son of Man will be glorified.
那他其实是为了这个时候来到世界的。
He had come into this world for this purpose.
好，所以你看，主在第十二章第二十七节。他说：“我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？父啊，救我脱离这个时候，但我原是为这个时候来的。”
Verse 27 says, "Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I came to this hour."
主耶稣特地来为我们的罪被钉十字架的。
Jesus had come for the purpose of being crucified on our behalf.
他被举起来之后。就要生出许多子粒，就是许多人会被他的爱感动、吸引而得到新的生命了。
Because of his death, many will receive life, just as how, and after he is lifted up, many people will be attracted by his love.
那主耶稣被钉十字架这件事，他的整个救恩的这个计划，其实在旧约里面啊。
This salvation plan had been prophesied with great detail in the Old Testament.
那在使徒他们在传福音的时候，特别啊就强调说，这个就是神他透过他的仆人所说的那个定旨先见，就是神所预定的。
In the book of Acts, the apostles had described how this was pre-appointed.
我们现在看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2.
第二十三节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 23.
使徒行传，我们来读第二十二节开始，请读二十二节啊到二十三节。
Let's read 22 and 23.Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know. 23. Him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death.
你看这里，主耶稣他传福音的时候，行异能，奇事神迹，把自己明明的把它 显出来给世人看，他是从天上来的。
Jesus had performed these miracles, wonders, and signs to prove that he was from God.
是为了我们的罪的缘故而来的。
He came for our sins.
那为了我们缘故，就是他为了要释放我们从这个罪里面啊，能够被拯救。
He came so that we could be freed and saved from our sin.
第二十三节特别说，他按着神的定旨先见啊，被交给神。然后就借着这无法之人的手把他钉了十字架杀了。
23 tells us that he was delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God.
啊，那表示说主他进入人间，他就知道说他的结局是什么。
When Jesus came into the world, he already knew what his end would be.
每一天都朝着这个苦难在前进的。
Every day he was drawing closer to that agony.
越来越靠近的时候。他那时候的心情，事实上是越来越啊，我们就看到主他的那个心哦，你看是何等的沉重。
The closer he got to that day, the more burdened he felt.
那最后我们看到他在客西马尼祷告的时候
，At the end, when he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane,
你看他大声哀哭祈求。
He cried with vehement cries.
如果可以的话，父啊，把这个杯拿走。
If you are willing, Lord, take away this bitter cup from me.
但是不要按照我的意思，按照你的意思。
But not according to my will, but according to your will.
就是充满了顺服的这个心智。
He was very submissive to God.
明明知道痛苦，这个就是从没有人能够承担那个苦难，他勇敢地走上去。
Even though he knew that this was a suffering that no one in this world would be able to bear, but he went forward courageously.
啊，今天我们一般的人看到苦难都赶快逃啊。
Most of us would run away from any kind of suffering.
当我们看到人在受苦的时候，其实我们的心如果有良心人，基本上也会觉得难过。
If we see other people suffering, those who have a conscience will also feel very sad.
如果本来是义人，他不应该受苦的，他现在遭受这样的苦难，我们会觉得特别为他觉得很惋惜，说怎么可以这么不公义？
When we see someone who is very clearly innocent who is suffering, then we will feel that this is so unfair.
好，所以社会上你会看到许多人为这个弱势人发声音，说怎么可以这样子无理的对待这些就是可能是被误杀的或者是被不公平对待的人，大家就会觉得说这样的情形应该被制止。
There are many people who stand up for those who are oppressed or those who are unfairly treated.
但是主他，我们看到他在十字架上的时候，他没有为他自己说一句话了。
When Jesus was on the cross, he did not defend himself.
他所有的话都是为了别人说的。
All the words that he spoke were for others.
他哀哭，然后说：“父啊，我的神啊，为什么离弃我？”是为了我们世人的罪而说的。
When he said, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" he spoke these words for us because of our sins.
在十字架上，他没有讲一句那个报复或是内心充满仇恨的话语都没有。
When he was on the cross, he did not say any words of revenge or out of hate.
那这样的一个这样一个救主，其实早在以赛亚书里面就预言得很清楚。
And this was also what was prophesied in the book of Isaiah.
看以赛亚书五十三章。
Isaiah 53.
五十三章。
Isaiah 53.
五十三章来看第三节。
Verse 3.
请读第三节到第五节。
Verses 3-5. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. For surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. 5.But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
这一段在说明这个神的仆人，他是受苦的仆人。
This is a prophecy regarding the suffering servant of God.
这个仆人，他其实最后会像个牧人一样。
This servant will become a shepherd.
但是他要先为了他的羊群先受苦。
But he will first suffer for his sheep.
所以最后，你看第六节，我们众人的罪孽最后都归在他的身上。他要先成为那一个赎罪的羔羊。
So in verse 6, it tells us that the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He will become that Passover lamb.
他是为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽被压伤的。
He was wounded for our transgressions.
那因为他的刑罚，我们得平安；因为他的鞭伤，我们得医治了。
And the chastisement for our peace was upon him.
好，所以今天呢，我们能够被耶稣基督的这个拯救，能够来领受他这样的一个恩典，我们要常常去思量他这个十字架上的苦。
We have to continually remember and to feel this suffering that the Lord Jesus suffered for our sake.
诗篇二十二篇，他就再一次让我们看到他那个受苦的情景。
Psalm 22 describes to us what it was like on the cross.
我们现在看回来诗篇第二十二篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 22.
这一篇其实还蛮长的。
This is a pretty long psalm.
如果跟前面的几篇比较起来，这一篇算是长的诗篇了。
And especially compared to the previous psalms.
好，那第一节到第二十一节，这个都在描述耶稣十字架上的苦难。
From verses 1 to 21, this all describes the suffering of Jesus on the cross.
一开始就是我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
At the very beginning of the psalm, it starts with, My God, why have you forsaken me?
那我们看到主他特别提到哈，第六节说我是虫不是人，被众人羞辱，被百姓藐视。
Verse 6 says, But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised by the people.
好，那其实当时候在以赛亚书里面呢，曾经说过那个预言过那个雅各是虫。
In the book of Isaiah, there was a prophecy that mentioned that Jacob is a worm.
我们看41章，以赛亚书41章。
Let's look at Isaiah 41.
以赛亚书四十一章。
Isaiah 41,
如果读第十四节
verse 14,
第十四节，你这个从雅各和你们以色列人不要害怕，主说，我必帮助你，你的救赎主就是以色列的圣者。
14, Fear not, you worm Jacob, you men of Israel, I will help you, says the Lord, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel.
以色列百姓其实在万民当中人数是最少的，其实他们根本没有什么好夸口的。
The Israelites were the least in number among all the different nations, so they had nothing to boast of.
但是神却愿意伸出他的大能的手来拯救他们。
But the Lord God was willing to reach out his hand to save them.
你看，说出了那些安慰的话，说你不要害怕，我会帮助你。
He comforts them, saying, "I will help you."
他说：“你这个虫雅各，你们以色列人不要害怕，我会帮助你。”再讲一次。
He said, "Fear not, you worm Jacob. I will help you."
你的救赎主就是以色列的圣者。
Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel.
这个本来是他的这个神的选民，这亚伯兰的后代。
These were the descendants of Abraham.
是虫表示说，其实是很脆弱的。那个虫一踩就死了。
A worm is very fragile. If you step on it, it will die.
那虫也是讨人厌的。
And people do not like worms.
如果你有虫在你家，你就恨不得赶快把它丢了，把它赶出去了。
If you see a bug in your house, you would try to get rid of it immediately.
就是这个虫，你看这个就在说明它是怎么被人家讨厌，然后被藐视，又是微不足道的。
So a worm describes how somebody is actually very insignificant, very fragile, and not very worth.
在十字架上的主，他就是像虫这样子被人家讨厌啊，
worth any
藐视啊。
Value and Jesus Christ was also the same, as because he was despised on the cross.
你看我们查考马太二十七章的时候，三连续三批人藐视他。
In Matthew 27, there were three different groups of people who despised Jesus.
从那边经过，从那个各个他那边经过的这些人都说，你不是说你是主吗？你是神所爱，你从上面跳下来啊。
The people who were passing by Golgotha said to Jesus, "Didn't you say you are the Son of God? If so, then jump down from the cross."
那祭司长这些文士法利赛人嘲笑他。
Then the scribes and the Pharisees also mocked Jesus.
你不是说你是神的儿子吗？你如果是神的儿子，你现在就叫你的父来叫你啊。
Didn't you say you're the Son of God? If so, then tell your heavenly Father to save you.
跟他同钉十字架这些强盗，你看，那有一个，你看到死都还在嘲笑他。
And even the robbers on the cross, there was one of them who, even to the point of his death, was still mocking Jesus.
这个就是。第七节说，凡看见我的都嘲，都嗤笑我。他们撇着嘴，摇头说：“他把自己交托给主，主可以来救他吧。主既然喜悦他，可以搭救他吧。”
This is what is describing in verses 7 and 8. All those who see me ridicule me. They shoot out the lips. They shake the head, saying, "He trusted in the Lord. Let him rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him."
但是在第九节啊。你是叫我从出母腹的，我在母腹里，你就使我有依靠的心。这是对天父说的话。
But verse 9 is spoken to the Lord, to the Heavenly Father. But you are He who took me out of the womb. You made me trust while on my mother's breasts.
第十节说，我自出母胎就被交在你的手里了。从我母亲生我，你就是我的神。
Verse 10, I was cast upon you from birth. From my mother's womb, you have been my God.
主耶稣基督的他的整个生命，其实 在还没有创世以前，这个救赎的这个计划就安排好。
Even before the foundation of the world, this salvation plan was already in place.
哦，所以主，你看他其实整个生命哈，真的是为我们而有他的苦也是为我们而受的。
Jesus Christ, he lived his life for us, and he suffered for us.
好，那第十一节说，求你不要远离我，因为急难临近了，没有人帮助我。
Verse 11, be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help.
第十二节说，许多公牛围绕我，巴山大地的公牛四面困住我。
12, many bulls have surrounded me, strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me.
你一直看下去，你就看到这个就是主耶稣在十字架上被丢弃的那个苦难。
If you keep reading, you will see the suffering of being rejected.
没有人帮助他。
There was no one who wanted to help
him. 他的门徒跑光了。
All of his disciples had run away.
剩下一个。
There was one left.
在十字架底下什么也没办法做。
He was beneath the cross, but he could do nothing.
在十字架底下，这些妇女姐妹们，她们就只能流泪。
And the women who were beneath the cross could only cry.
哦，那周围都是被仇敌包围的。
He was surrounded by his enemies.
就好像这些公牛，像巴山大力的公牛，就是要围困他，要吞吃他的。
The strong bulls of Bashan encircle him to devour him.
这个都在说明当时这个仇敌是何等的凶恶。
This is a description of how cruel these enemies were.
是如何来羞辱他的。
And how they mocked him.
那在这个时候，你看，如果是一般我们的人，你看我们的心里会何等的恐惧。
If we were in his shoes, we would be extremely afraid.
那其实哈，我们在读主耶稣受苦的这个过程的时候，也谈过的，就是他其实是衣服被剥光的，在众目睽睽之下是赤身露体的。
And Jesus on the cross was also naked. They had taken off all of his clothes.
我们从第十一节以后从第十四节以后，你就看到圣经里面所描述主耶稣为我们所承受的十项大苦难，今天我们没有一个人能够承受的。
In verse 14 and onwards, we see the 10 different things that Jesus had to suffer for us that we can never go through.
我们现在看第十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
第一个，我如水被倒出来。
Number one, he is poured out like water.
他被钉十字架的时候，是整个身体有就那个三根钉子撑着。
When he was on the cross, he was sustained by three nails.
好，那所以他的整个如水被倒出去啊，你说这是一个什么样的感觉呢
？What does it feel like to be poured out like water?
啊，你就是完全没有力气的。
It is describing how you are without any strength.
接下去，我的骨头都脱了节了。
And all my bones are out of joint.
你看。他的整个身体啊，已经被打烂了，之后又被挂上去，然后那个他们在说，如果是光是呼吸，每一个呼吸都是非常痛苦的。
His body had already been broken before being nailed on the cross, and once you're on the cross, it's hard to breathe.
然后接下去说，我的心在我里面如蜡融化。
And then my heart is like wax.
那主被钉十字架的时候，那时候是那个热天的时候。
When Jesus was,
太阳曝晒的时候。
Crucified, it was a hot day, so the sun was scorching.
你看他早上第九点的时候被钉十字架。
He was nailed to the cross at 9 a.m.
一直到中午十二点的时候，突然之间遍地黑暗了。
And then at by 12 p.m. there was complete darkness on the land.
就在这个吊在那里，然后这样子被那个像那个火在焚烧这样子。
So he was hung there on the cross and was under the sun like in an oven.
第十五节说，我的精力枯干，如同瓦片。
Number four, my strength is dried up like a potsherd.
就是整个生命力全部都消失那种感觉。
It's as if his life had gone from him.
哦，在这种情况下，我们人有真的活着比死的还痛苦。
And at that time, it would feel better to die than to live.
其实我们 我们没有办法想象主在十字架所受的苦是何等大，如果让我们今天来看，我们没有办法真的去想象说这是一个什么样的智慧呢？
It is extremely difficult for us to comprehend what kind of suffering Jesus had to go through.
经历枯干如同瓦片，完全枯竭的。
His strength was completely dried up.
身心跟身体心灵。
His heart, his body.
那包括最后灵性，你看被那个神离弃。
And then his spirit also being rejected by God.
弟兄姐妹，我们想想看。这样的一个苦啊，是什么样的滋味啊？
So, brothers and sisters, let's think about it. What does this feel like?
我们今天如果没有电哦，如果冬天我们没有电，没有办法这样取暖，我们会有什么感觉？
If in the winter time we don't have electricity, how would it feel without heat?
或者是我们在外面下雪的时候被堵在那个雪地里面。受冻的时候，那又是什么感受
？Or what would it feel like if, in a blizzard, we're stuck outside and
就是都没有人可以帮助你。
We are frozen and no one can help us.
就是单独去面对。
And you have to face that yourself.
那又是会那时候那个心情又是怎么样
？And what would your emotions be at that time?
好，接下去看。他说：“我的舌头贴在我的牙床上。”
And then he says that his tongue clings to his jaws.
难怪主说他渴了。
Of course, he said, "I thirst."
你看，我们今天如果口渴的时候，是什么滋味呢
？What does it feel like when we're thirsty?
啊，我们今天在这里这个环境底下不会口渴。
In this
随时都有饮料可以喝了。
Environment, we always have a beverage to drink.
但是。想象如果是在那个沙漠里面，你都没有水的时候，三天都没水。
But if you imagine yourself in a desert, 3 days without water,
会是什么感受
？What would that feel like?
好，你将我安置在死地的尘土中。
And then you have brought me into the dust of death.
这个就是主耶稣，他说为我们的罪去尝了死味，就是在那个希伯来书第二章的第九节说的。
In Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9, it says that Jesus tasted death for us.
是去尝死味，就是被神离弃的，就好像神转面不看，在那个永远的沉沦里面。
Tasting death means that he was in eternal condemnation and God was not looking at him anymore.
然后最后主他说他气断了。然后他的身体就被埋葬在坟墓里面。
After Jesus died, then his body was placed in a tomb.
啊，如果是我们的话，你就被埋葬，这个肉体最后就归尘土。
And for us, when we are buried, our body turns to dust.
但是主他不可以被死寂静的。
But Jesus could not be swallowed by death.
他甘愿舍弃他的生命，他还有权柄把他拿回来。
He willingly gave up his life, and he also had the power to retrieve it again.
但是当他舍弃的时候，他就是要去尝到那个死的滋味。
But when he gave up his life, he had to taste death.
好，那这个就是主耶稣基督他甘愿为我们牺牲的。
So this is a sacrifice that he made willingly.
好，所以你看主，你看他那个这个身体啊，最后是像。死人一样被处理，被放在坟墓里面埋葬了。
So Jesus was, after he died, he was buried just like any other person.
当然，三天之后，照他所说的，要复活。
But 3 days later, just as he said, he resurrected.
因为他复活了，我们今天才有希望。
And because he resurrected, we have hope.
我们今天有个盼望，将来我们能够像主一样。从死里复活。
We have the hope that in the future we will also resurrect just like the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这个会朽坏的身体最后要变成那个不朽坏的灵体。
Our corruptible bodies will turn into an incorruptible spiritual body.
第十六节第七项他说权力围着我恶党烦扰我。
Number 7 in verse 16 for dogs have surrounded me the congregation of the wicked has enclosed me.
这些人这个犬类这个是不洁净的，这些罪人这样子，你看，在不管是用话语，用实际上的那个这些十字架的刑罚，你看这些人是何等的邪恶。
Dogs is a description of how unclean they are be it in their words or in their actions.
那时候主又是何等的孤单呢？
And Jesus was extremely lonely.
完全没有帮助的。
He had no help.
任凭人怎么办就怎么办。
And he was treated however others wanted to treat him.
他也没有为自己去挣扎什么事。
He did not try to defend himself.
好，到接下去第下一句话，他们扎了我的手，我的脚。
And then they pierced my hands and my feet.
这是肉体被钉十字架的时候，实际上的那个痛苦。
This is the actual physical suffering that he had to go through.
断气的还不放过他，还用枪去扎他的肋旁的。
And even after he had died, they still were mocking him by piercing him.
好，这个就是今天主耶稣基督所遭遇过的。
So these are the things that Jesus had to go through.
好。接下去第十七节说：“我的骨头我都能够数过。”
verse 17, I can count all my bones.
他们瞪着眼看我。
They look and stare at me.
就好像那个恶者哈，这样子啊，虎视眈眈瞪着他这样子。
They're just like the evil ones that are staring at him.
恨不得他遭受这样的刑罚。
They want him to go through all of this suffering.
但是主都胜过。
But Jesus overcame them all.
最后第十八节说，他们分我的外衣，为我的里衣研究。
Verse 18, they divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots.
这句话其实已经说明主是一丝不挂，在众人面前啊，你看他是受尽了耻辱了。
This tells us that Jesus was completely naked when he was on the cross. This was great humiliation.
我们有办法想象。在众人眼前，我们这样子被对待，我们会有什么样的感受呢
？Can we imagine what it feels like to be treated in this way before an entire crowd？
这个主是为了我们的罪而受这样的刑罚。
But our Lord was going through all of this for our sins。
我们是否想过，我们今天领受他这个救恩之后，我们能够为他做什么
？Have we ever thought about what we should do for God after receiving such a grace？
在第十九节以后。
From verse 19 onwards,
你看这个时候主他这个诗篇里面的作者他是这样说主啊求你不要远离我
The psalmist says O Lord do not be far from me
我的救主啊你求你快来帮助我
O my strength hasten to help me
二十节说求你救我的灵魂脱离刀剑救我的生命脱离犬类
Deliver me from the sword my precious life from the power of the dog
二十一节救我脱离狮子的口
Save me from the lion's mouth.
好，这个都是在强调说，这个神的在受苦里面何等期待从神来的拯救。
So these words all describe the hope for salvation while he is in suffering.
你看，今天我们一个如果是在罪里面的人哦，基本上他所受到的那个苦楚就像这样子。
Someone who is in sin will have to suffer.Something similar.
我们如果懂得跟神来祷告，像这样祈求。
If we understand that we should pray to God and ask Him in this way.
主耶稣已经为我们的罪啊，他献上自己。
Jesus has already given up Himself for us.
救恩已经成就了。
And salvation has been completed.
今天许多人啊。都尝到这个主恩的滋味。
And many people have experienced the grace of salvation.
当我们苦难当中，我们求靠主，主就伸手搭救的。
When we are in trouble, we cry out to God, and God helps us.
他成为我们急难当中的避难所。
He becomes a very present help in trouble.
他要救我们的灵魂脱离永远的死亡。
And He will save our souls from death.
他要让我们胜过这个恶者。仇敌的这个攻击
，He will preserve us from the attacks of the enemy.
救我们脱离狮子的口，就是那个魔鬼像吼叫狮子要吞吃我们。
He will save us from the lion's mouth, which is the devil that wants to devour us.
在整个诗篇二十二篇里面，一个转折点就是最重要的那个转变，就是二十一节的下半句说：“你已经应允我，使我脱离野牛的脚。”
The turning point of this psalm is in verse 21, where it says, "You have answered me."
主，他一定救我们脱离这些仇敌的攻击跟死亡的阴影。
The Lord will save us from the horns of the wicked ones.
接下去第二十二节，他整个 那个内容就转换一个方向了。
Then from verse 22 onwards, there is a change in direction.
所以后半段他整个就好像在欢呼颂赞，要传扬耶稣基督这个救恩一样。
And this is a proclamation of God's salvation, and it is as if he is proclaiming a gospel.
22节，我要将你的名传于我的弟兄，在会中我要赞美你。
22, I will declare your name to my brethren in the midst of the assembly. I will praise you.
后面你就看到，好像复活的主他有一个得胜的欢呼喜乐。
And this resurrected Lord has a praise.
他提到主的复活，以及今天属神的人，他们要传扬主的救恩的他们的做法。
So this is a prophecy of the resurrection of the Lord, and also what those who are saved will do.
第二十二节这句话在希伯来书第二章的第十二节被引用。
This verse 22 is used in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 12.
对，那第二十三节说。
23.
说你们敬畏神的人要赞美他。
You who fear the Lord, praise him.
雅各的后裔要荣耀他。
All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him.
以色列的后裔要惧怕他。
And fear him, all you offspring of Israel.
今天我们对主耶稣基督的这个救恩，我们要去传扬。
So we need to proclaim the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
世人认为羞辱愚拙的十字架，我们要觉得是荣耀。
The cross that it is despised and rejected by the world must be our glory.
我们要以这样一个恐惧战惊的心情来持守救恩，来好好的护卫我们从主得来不易的这个灵魂的救恩。
We need to guard the salvation that we have received with fear and trembling, and we also need to freely proclaim this grace that we have received.
就算我们为福音受苦，我们也不要害怕。
And even if we have to suffer for the gospel's sake, we should not be afraid.
因为主他已经胜过的。
Because the Lord Jesus has already overcome.
他是我们的主，我们的神。
He is our God, our Lord.
我们看第二十四节。
Let's look at verse 24.
他没有藐视憎恶受苦的人，他没有向他们掩面。那受苦之人呼吁的时候，他就垂听。
24, for he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him, but when he cried to him, he heard.
25节说，我在大会中赞美你的话是从你而来的，我要在敬畏主的人面前还我的愿。
25, my praise shall be of you in the great assembly. I will pay my vows before those who fear him.
第26节，谦卑的人必吃得饱足。寻求主的人必赞美他，愿你们的心永远活着。
26, the poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him will praise the Lord. Let your heart live forever.
让我们存敬畏的心来赞美主的恩典。
May we praise the Lord with a reverent heart.
让敬畏主人都蒙福。
So that everyone who fears God,
而且最后我们的世世代代都能够来纪念主的这个救恩。
Will be blessed and generation after generation will remember his grace.
我们看第三十节。
Let's look at verse 30.
他必有后裔侍奉他，主所行的事必传以后代。
A posterity shall serve him, it will be recounted of the Lord to the next generation.
31节，他们必来把他的公义传给将要生的民，言明这是他所行的。
31, they will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born that he has done this.
这就是今天我们的主为我们受难所成就救恩，我们要世世代代的传扬。
The salvation that we have received from the Lord shall be passed down from generation to generation.
一起唱诗。
Let's sing him.
329首。
329.